Oh boy, how you doing, Alan?
That's kind of rough, man. Kind of rough. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I tell you, it's getting late. But I really like getting down. You know, I mean, I like getting down late.
It's out of sight, man.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hit the sack late as it is.
You're not feeling good, huh?
Rotten, man. Rotten. I'm so down today, Albert.
You're down, huh? Oh, what a pity.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Hey, maybe I can help, Albert. I've got this great joke about these three scientists, an Englishman, a German, and a Jew. Big, big yucks here. It's a real pick-me-up.
I don't want to hear no jokes.
You don't want to hear any jokes, huh?
It might distort my point of view.
No, it's not that kind of a joke. Now look, there were these three scientists, and they were all working on this top-secret radiation project. Real hush-hush stuff. Shh.
Please don't make me laugh, Albert. Because my career's based on feeling blue.
Okay, Albert. Now, this doctor comes to these three scientists one day and he says, "Gentlemen, I've got some bad news for you."
Speaking of doctors.
Yeah.
You know, I saw one yesterday and he said, "I'm going to die."
Well, that's what this joke's all about, how three different kinds of people react to bad news from a doctor. Now, in this case, the scientists have been exposed to too much radiation.
Oh, he says, ain't nothing gonna save me this time.
I mean, radiation can kill you. It's like eating a TV set.
You know, it ain't even worth a try.
Well, you know, that is quite a coincidence, because that is exactly what this doctor told our three scientist friends. Hey, maybe you all go to the same doctor, huh? No, I'm just kidding. I know you don't.
You ain't taking this serious enough, Albert.
Well, maybe you're right, Albert. Here, I'll try and shape up. There we go. How's that?
But frankly, neither am I.
You're not? Fine. Now, back to the joke. The doctor said to these three scientists, "Gentlemen, since you worked so hard on this project, you can have one last wish, anything you want, on us." All right, you know what the Englishman said? I love this.
I don't care about no Englishman.
He doesn't care about any Englishman. Would you listen to this blues great?
I got enough problems right here.
Al, stop being such a gloomy Gus. Now, the Englishman said, "All right, if I have one last wish, send me home so I may spend my last days looking over the white cliffs of Dover." Great, huh?
No. I can't see no white cliffs, Albert.
Well, but you don't really have to see them, Albert. I mean, it's just scene setting. It's just exteriors. I mean, it's not...
But these days, I ain't seeing nothing too clear.
You want my advice? Contact lenses. Okay, now the doctor asked the German scientist what his last wish was, and he said, "Well, I'd like to spend the last days in the great beer halls of Munich getting drunk and listening to music."
I was said getting drunk and digging music. Sounds like a mighty, 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 mighty good idea.
Well, that's better. Now we're beginning to see some smiles. Okay, so the Jewish scientist was the only one left, and the doctor asked him what his last wish was. Okay?
I can feel the punchline coming. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it coming soon.
All right, now remember now, the doctor said that each of these scientists had only one wish because they were going to die. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but it's very important, the joke. If you don't know it, you might not understand it.
Yes! Tell me what the Jewish fella said.
Okay, the Jewish fella said, "Well, to tell you the truth, if I got one last..."
You know, I'm about to end this too.
Excuse me. The Jewish fella said, "Well, to tell you the truth, if I got one last wish, I wish to see another doctor." You heard it. You don't like it?
No,
it's not funny.
No, it's... It's real funny, Albert.
Well, you know, I would like to point out that it didn't get any laughs because there's no audience here, and if there was an audience, it would get big laughs.
I know you're a mighty funky buffoon.
Hey, I thank you for the
compliment. Yes, you're welcome, man.
What a gas jamming with you.
Been a pleasure, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, you're out of sight. I'm telling you, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Great. Hey, come out west sometime, huh?
I'll have to do that.
I'll take you to the best delicatessen you've ever seen.
Yeah, California. But you know, I'm crazy about the McDonald's hamburger.
Oh, yeah?